Northwest Airlines is the latest to announce it will no longer pay commissions to travel agents. Delta first announced the move last week, and it was followed by Continental and American Airlines. Since 1995, the carriers have been steadily decreasing the percentage they pay travel agents. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
It wasn't that long ago that if a travel agent booked your flight on a particular airline, that airline would pay him or her 10% of the base fare. In 1994, the industry paid out to travel agents more than $5.5 billion in commissions. But that was the high watermark, with Delta, American, Northwest, and Continental all announcing within the last week that they will no longer pay anything to agents. Those salad days appear gone forever.
No, I'm not angry. I'm sad. I've worked very hard doing my job, and I'm sad that it's unappreciated.
Donna Johnson is the president of Redbird Travel Plus in DeSoto, Texas, and she's been a travel agent for 26 years. Johnson is proud of her success as an independent businesswoman in a small town, and she sees the airline's announcement as a slap at her profession.
I think it's a severe case of discrimination against women who mostly own travel agencies because they think we can't fight back or won't fight back, and it's very hard for women to charge fees. It's very hard for women to stand up in the business community and say, what I do has value and you must pay me for it.
But that's exactly what travel agents will have to do more of to survive, charge more fees for their services. Johnson now charges $30, but she's going to have to raise her fee to $40 now that the airlines are cutting her commission altogether. Johnson says that will give her a profit of $2 per transaction.
We may decide in the case of a family that we don't want to charge more than $80. You know, if there's five people or six people and they're all on the same itinerary. So we're still struggling with where we're going to go.
A major problem for travel agents is that the airlines have begun to undercut them on price on their internet sites. Now, sometimes you can find a better price at a website than the best price a travel agent can get through their distribution system. Other than the press releases announcing the change, the airlines themselves are refusing requests for further clarification. But the Airlines Reporting Corporation is owned by the major U.S. carriers, and the ARC is the airline's link to the nation's travel agents and corporate travel departments. Alan Moutin is the Airline Reporting Corporation's spokesperson.
An airline ticket is typically part of what a travel agency sells. A travel agency has tremendous value to the customer in that they have of the full cornucopia of travel-related products to sell, and an airline ticket may be just one component of what they deliver to their customer.
With the growing popularity of internet shopping, it's tempting to think that travel agents will someday go the way of the dinosaur. But travel agents are actually in better shape than you might think. They still book more than 80% of all airline tickets. Want to go on a tour or a cruise? Agents book 95% of those trips, and more than 50% of every hotel reservation and car rental in the country. Travel agents have a grim little joke they tell to encourage each other whenever business is really bad, and it goes like this. If three people are stranded on a desert island, the last one left alive will be the travel agent. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.